Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So, y'all, I have to start out with saying happy Friday. For most people, Friday's a great day. It's the end of the work week and the start of the weekend, and let the good times roll, right? For me, it's another day. So this morning I was supposed to get up at like 6:30, because I had a doctor appointment. I have to go see my primary care physician twice a year because I do have a type 2 diabetes diagnosis. And so they have to make sure that, that I'm doing fine. So I'm really supposed to have an A1C twice a year. I don't think I had one earlier this year. I think it was just, yeah. Now I'm second guessing myself because I truly think that I didn't have any labs since last November until this week. So now I'm going to go check in my chart app to make sure, because I'm so used to having done that, but then I've been doing so much to help out with my mom's care and ensuring that she has her appointments and or makes her appointments, like gets there and everything, that I don't remember if I did. And no, I did not have any blood work since last November. So anyway, I had a heap of blood work on Tuesday. So I'll get there. I mean, I'll get to that. So I was supposed to get up at like 6:30. I set my alarm for 6:30, but I've been waking up like whatever time I set my alarm for, I keep waking up like 30 minutes to an hour ahead of time. And it doesn't matter what time I go to sleep. So I don't remember my alarm going off, and I actually never went back to see if I even set it for the correct. No, I have it set for 6:45. Why? Well, I don't know why that's the case, but I don't recall it going off. But anyway, Brandon woke me up and said, "What time are you supposed to get up today?" And instead of telling him, I asked what time it was. He said, 7:15. My appointment was at 7:40. I was supposed to be there at 7:30, but I managed to scramble out of bed. Thank him for waking me up, because otherwise I would have slept through the appointment, ran off to the bathroom, washed up, and was able to get out the door in 15 minutes. And luckily, my doctor's office is within 10 minutes of home. And so I pulled into the parking lot right at 7:40. But even all that drama of getting to the doctor because I overslept, the appointment was, well, they weren't really running behind. It was interesting. So, you know, they check your weight and then they check your blood pressure and your temperature and all that. The medical assistant comes back into the room and says, "The doctor wants to get an A1C on you," and has the, you know, like the instant A1C kit. And I said, "Oh, no, I already had that just on Tuesday." And she said, "No, you didn't." And I said, "Yes, I did. I absolutely did." And she wasn't aggressive or rude or anything, but she was pushing back against me saying, "I did not get this blood work." She said, "There's no blood work in the system." And I said, "Well, there are orders in there from a different provider. And I got all of those done. And I specifically asked who they, like, if my primary doctor had orders in there, and I was told, no, it was just this other provider. And I asked if there was an A1C in there, and she said, yeah, I have your hemoglobin order. And I said, okay, great, because I know bariatrics checks your A1C. They check like practically everything. So I had like 6 or 7 tubes of blood, and I still have the mark on my arm from it. And she was sort of arguing. She was like, well, it says it's active and not in progress. And I was like, I mean, I don't know what to say. I had my blood work done. I mean, the blood was drawn. So she said, okay. And I said, I'm not going to pay for an in-office A1C when I just had one done. Like, I'm not paying for that test. And she said, no, I understand. And so she left, and then I heard her on the phone with the lab company, and she was quite loud. So anybody in that office could have heard that my name is Sasha Holder and when my birth date is. So glad that she wasn't needing to share my social security number or anything. I mean, I'm not irritated. I would have been irritated if that kind of information was shared. But I mean, she was so loud. And I don't have ultrasonic dog ears like Brandon does. But anyway, it took quite a while. And they faxed over the results of my blood work instead of loading it into the system, which whatever, I don't know what their process is at the lab. It's an external lab, like it's not owned by the system, the hospital system that we use. And wherever anyone is from, I have no idea all the locations this company is, but Quest Diagnostics seems to have like the corner market for lab work. Anyway, so eventually the doctor comes in and she does her examination and we talk, and she tells me only the result for my A1C, but she has all of these results, but she only shares the A1C because the other provider ordered them, and really, she was only concerned about diabetes. So my A1C was 4.8. And she said that it's great. And she said it's on the low end of normal. And I have no idea what the bottom of normal is. But as we speak right now, I am Googling what it is, what's the normal range. And yeah, why are you not giving me a range here, Google? I just see below 7.5. So I know that, I already know that. And I think I said this in my personal story, for my personal bariatric story, that when I was first diagnosed with diabetes in 2022, I really just wanted my A1C to be in the normal range. With or without medicine, I just wanted it normal. And, you know, when I got it down in, I think it was like 4 or 6 months or something from 13, I think it was 13.7 to 6.5. They were like, oh my gosh, that's so great. And I mean, it was, I felt proud because like that was a huge, huge change. And it wasn't enough because I wanted it to be below 5.7. And even I think not last year, because last year was post-op room Y, and I didn't I didn't need any medicine, and my A1C was within the normal range. I want to say that maybe it was the year before, maybe the end of 2023, before I had my surgery, that it was, I think it was something like 5.8 or something. It was so close, so close. And I didn't like it. And I loved my doctor at the time. Unfortunately, he retired at the end of last year. Good for him. Sad for me because, well, I would prefer that he, you know, not retire unfairly. Not retire because, you know, it's not great for me because I just loved him so much. Anyway, I do like my new doctor. She is a, what is it called? General practitioner, family medicine. My previous doctor was internal medicine, and it's not so much the type of medicine that he practiced, but I just loved his oh man, I don't want to say rigidity because he wasn't rigid, but he was very thorough and very, I just had a mini sneezing fit. So now I have to remember what I was talking about. I think I was talking about my previous doctor and why I liked him so much and am incredibly sad that he retired. He talked through everything. When, even if it was just him thinking out loud, so I understood the decision he was making. So for example, at the end of last year, my lipid panel was great, except my triglycerides were just a tiny smidge elevated. And so I think you need to be less than or equal to 150, whatever the measurement is, like the type, like milligrams or milliliters or grams or whatever. And mine were like 163. And he was like, everything's good except for the triglycerides are slightly elevated. He said, I think you're okay to just stay as you are. Not as in he's not sure. He's like, you know, just like his professional opinion is that he thinks I'm okay, but he's definitely a medication type of doctor. So he said, I don't suppose you'd want to go back on your statin. And I was like, absolutely not. If I don't need it, I'm not taking it. To back up a little bit, when my first labs post-op, which was in the spring of 2024, I had already been taking off all of my medications that were required due to diabetes, except for the statin. And I never had high cholesterol ever in my life. My triglycerides did get out of control because of my blood sugar. And historically, my HDL has always been on the lower end of the spectrum, as in too low. But my understanding is that that is largely impacted by genetics, although I can help it along, and I have with exercise. But again, naturally, it struggles to get up there because of genetics. So when I had my appointment in, I think it was May 2024, I said, can I stop taking my statin? And he was like, oh. And he asked why. And I said, well, you know, I don't have high cholesterol. And you can see I don't have high cholesterol. Now, I know I'm on a statin and it's a low amount of statin. But nevertheless, I know that I'm on it. And it does impact at least some. But I don't want to take this. And I don't think that I need it. I've never had high cholesterol. And when I was diagnosed with diabetes, it was just one blood test because my fasting glucose and my A1C were way off the charts. And there was no way to really know what my LDL was at that point. And so even the lab result says cannot measure the LDL. After that, though, my LDL has been fine and like exceptional after bariatric surgery. But I was insistent that I didn't want to take this medicine. And so he did a think out loud of, you know, what's going through his brain. And, you know, you don't have a history of heart disease. You don't have this and you don't have that. And he said, finally, okay, we can stop that for a, you know, just as a trial. And he said, I don't suppose you'd want to like cut it in half instead. And I was like, nope, I don't want to take it at all. And he was like, okay, that's fine. So I'm really happy. I don't know what my lipid panel was. I know I had that test the other day, but I didn't get the result from it. Although I saw in my after visit notes that my lipid panel was stable. So I'm guessing that it was the same or comparable, since stable means, you know, like no significant changes. Yeah, where was I going with this? So I do like my doctor, and I just wish she would have gone over some other labs with me, and not really the bariatric specific ones, like the vitamin and mineral levels that they check, but you know, the standard labs, not just the A1C, but the lipid panel. But that's okay. I'll get them in the next week. I have my appointment in bariatrics on Thursday, so I'll at least get them then if they don't show up in my MyChart before. I lost my note. Oh, I put my phone on top of it. Usually I stick it on my laptop. So I woke up late and I went down a little rabbit hole here with my doctor's office visit. And so I didn't do my normal start to the day with Miracle Morning, but I did it in the car minus the exercise that comes along. It was an all-in-one, but it was a really good one. And I marked it as a favorite since I liked it so much. Just another time when I'm not on the 30-day journey. So since I said my doctor visit took way longer than anticipated today, I had to wake up Brandon and have him get my mom up and have her get ready for her appointment this morning, because, well, we really needed to leave at like 9 o'clock. When I got home, it was like 9:15, and she had just gone into the bathroom to get a shower. And I called about an hour previous trying to get help for, no, not an hour, about 45 minutes prior, because I knew I was going to be late getting home later than needed. And if we went by whenever I got home, we were not going to make that appointment. Well, she was meaner today than she was yesterday, I think. But, you know, if not, she was at least on par with yesterday. And it's exhausting caretaking someone who is so hellbent on not taking care of themselves, or not doing what needs to be done, regardless of what that is, meaning taking a bath or a shower, getting their food, getting their medications, you know, getting and doing normal everyday activities that are part of life, going to bed, getting up, taking a shower, getting your food, brushing your teeth, washing your clothes. Most people don't do laundry every day. I get that. People with larger families or loads, and by loads, I mean tons and tons of laundry, they do laundry more than once a week. I remember that. So I had three stepmoms in my lifetime. My last stepmom did laundry twice a week. And That's how she stayed on top of everything. She did all the laundry on one day. And then when that second day rolled around, I don't honestly remember which days they were, she did all the laundry again. And so that's what worked for her. Some people do one load a day to stay on top of things. Some people just wash laundry whenever they need something clean because they're out. But my mom doesn't do it unless I say, hey, you need to wash your clothes because you don't have anything left. And now that the weather is turning cold and she's lost so much weight this year because she doesn't get her own food, like she doesn't want to get up and make her food for herself. And even if we make a meal, she doesn't want to get up and get her plate. And there's no reasonable cause for that. So her doctors say, you need to walk. She doesn't want to walk. She doesn't want to do this or that. And so she rails against it. She wants it her way. And if it's not her way, then she's not doing it. It can be some days too much. Yesterday was too much. Today was too much. And so have you ever had one of those days where that are really stressful? And so maybe you have a super stressful week at work, and then by Friday, you're just toast. You're done. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to do anything. You just want to chill out, or whatever it is that you do to blow off steam and kind of decompress. That's all you want. For me, I'm an introvert. I'm not trying to be around people. I need to just be left alone and sit with whatever has happened and process and, you know, chill. And today, just like yesterday, I needed to chill. And really, today was worse. So I took a serious nap today, and I don't care. I am still tired. My mind is worn out. But I'm grateful that at the end of the day, my mom went to her brain testing appointment to check for dementia. I don't think she has that. Maybe she does. We won't know probably until next month when we go for another appointment, but it's a lot. I do hope that we find out something, because something is better than nothing, in my opinion anyway, that way we would know what's going on and maybe be able to do something for her. Then we have an answer on what kind of treatment is available, if anything. And Lordy but Gordy, I hope there's something. I didn't do a ton today, to be honest. And right now I'm even late recording, which is fairly normal. I'm supposed to record this in the middle of the evening, but so far that hasn't happened. There's always been something that comes up, but today I'm just tired and not even really low energy, because my spirit is really good. Like my spirit is up. Unlike yesterday, my spirit was in the dumps, but just my literal energy is not there. So I have not exercised, but I will do something before I go to bed. Probably, not the yoga I intended to do this morning before I went for my appointment, because it's an energizing yoga routine, but I'll probably do that one yin style workout that I did the other day, because I really, really like that one a lot. But the other thing I did today that I find very important to me is I have a coach, and not everyone can have a coach, but I've had this coach since I think last year or maybe earlier this year. It was last year. And because I started seeing him before I lost my job, and he is phenomenal. I picked him based on really on his profile, but also he practices yoga. People who practice yoga are open to other treatments, other possibilities. They're typically not staunchly in a line with one particular style of help or treatments for different things. And so I picked him, and he is absolutely phenomenal. And since I don't have a job, he understands. And so it's tough. And so we just do the best we can. But I'm grateful that I still get to see him, and he is phenomenal. And he helped me with some blocked emotions today, and boy, did I ugly cry. And at the end of it, though, I felt so much better, and then I had to go take my nap. And I slept for probably, think about this, I probably slept about 2.5 hours. And that's a lot for evening. And, you know, I'm not even mad about it. I probably would have slept longer, but Rhea woke me up. And I'm not sure if I've ever said who Rhea is, but Rhea is my Airedale. And she is very... she's very timely. I swear she's one of those dogs that absolutely knows what time it is. And she will let you know. And she's determined to have whatever happens at a particular time every day. She knows when it's time to eat. She knows when it's time to go outside, which typically they go out before they eat. And different times throughout the day, but they always go out before mealtime. And she knows what time that is. Like she's ready to go. And so she barked and barked and barked. But I'm in a space where I don't let her dictate. I don't think Brandon is there yet. But I have learned that she is bossy, and there are things that I do that I have done that reinforce that behavior in her. And so letting her dictate when she gets fed is not something that I do. Now, Brandon usually is one that's going to feed them just to get it over with, so they'll leave him alone. Our cat, Shava, is probably the worst, although we can put him in the bathroom. Usually he acts out because there's something else. There's another cue that he has in his body that he's misinterpreting, because usually if we just put him in the bathroom for a timeout, it's because he needs to use the bathroom that he's acting out. So then we'll hear him scratching in the box, and he'll use the bathroom. He'll do what he needs to do there. And usually it's that he needs to poop. 99% of the time he needs to poop, and he either doesn't want to do that, or he doesn't understand that he needs to do that. And so once he's in the bathroom and there's nothing for him to get into or knock over to get our attention, then he just gets in the box. So it probably takes him about 2 or 3 minutes of being in the bathroom by himself to go ahead and do that. So yeah, I've gone down some rabbit holes today, and today was not a normal day. And by the looks of the time on this recording, which I'll be cutting some out because I had a sneezing fit and there were a couple of times when I was having trouble thinking about the word I was trying to pull out. So it won't be quite 35 minutes long, probably, but it will be longer than the rest. But I am excited about the weekend because, well, my husband doesn't work on the weekends, and so I'm happy to spend time with him. And I know that we're going shopping for groceries. Probably will be tomorrow. If not, it will be Sunday, but Sunday is football, and I know that he doesn't like to miss football, and I think the Colts play on Sunday, and since he has to watch the Colts, it will probably be tomorrow. Anyway, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow with the next installment of the Disaster Diaries.